Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
God bless you. God bless you and good afternoon. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. We owe God glory. We owe him honor. We owe God praise. We thank God for allowing us to be here on this Saturday afternoon, January the 23rd in 2021. We thank God that he gave us another opportunity to experience his love and his kindness and his tender mercy. Another opportunity to see the sunshine. Another opportunity to fellowship with our family, our friends, and our neighbors. And for that reason, we're grateful to God always. We thank you all for tuning in to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, giving God glory, honor, and praise, giving you encouragement, and telling you what the scripture says concerning your life. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you may hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to each and every one of you. We would like to thank all our listeners that are listening wherever you may be. Also, we want you to let your family, your friends, and your neighbors to know that we are on live right now, and they can catch the live experience at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are on the air. Our call-in number in studio, 619-924-0800. If they desire to listen in or if they desire to share with us later on in the hour. We want you to reach out to Global Gospel on social media. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr as Global Gospel. Please send us a friend request or like our page. If you go to Facebook, if you use Twitter, or if you use Tumblr, there is a direct link to our show every Saturday. And certainly all you have to do is click on the link and join with us. We want you to know that all of our shows are archived and that you can listen in any time of day or night. You can go back and listen to something from a year ago or 2 years ago, and it will be there for you, and it will be something that can help you through your day. We want you to know that if you desire to reach out to us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to write us, you can use the address of P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where our zip code is 11550. That's how you can reach Global Gospel. Again, we shout out all of you in the New York area, those that are in New Jersey, those that are in Delaware, those that are in Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois. We thank God for you and you, or wherever else you may be sharing with us at this time. Also in Canada, to the north, to the those in the West Indies, those in South America, those that are in Europe, Asia, Africa. We thank God for each and every one of you, whatever city, state, or country, territory that you are in. We thank God that Global Gospel has found each and every one of you. For those of you that perhaps may be joining in to Global Gospel for the first time, we would like to share our theme with you, our listeners. Our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, and it simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And so today we come with the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We came to let everyone listening know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We came to let you know that in him is salvation, healing, and deliverance. We came to let you know that the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew and also to the Greek. We came to let you know that we are not ashamed of the gospel. We came to let you know that the gospel is for the rich, for the poor, for the black and the white, to the bond and to the free. The gospel is here for everybody. The gospel will cause you to have abundant life. And you may be down and out. You may be discouraged. You may be despondent. You may be oppressed or depressed. But I challenge you to read the gospel of Jesus Christ. I challenge you to hear what the Spirit has to say, and your life will be changed forever. All you have to do is read God's word, receive God's word, take heed of God's word, and your life will never be the same. And so we want you to be encouraged today, no matter what it looks like. No matter where you've gone, what you've done, or where you've been, God is still here. God sees all, he knows all, and God cares about you. He knows little old you. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And so we thank you for joining Global Gospel this Saturday afternoon, and we do have some more music to share with you, and we do have some scriptures to share with you to help you through the day, to help you through the next week, to help you through life. This next one says, lift Jesus. And we are here to lift up the name of Jesus. For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Stay tuned.
There is something that I care to share with you. And I know that it's the will of our Father that we totally trust him. So in spite of circumstances, keep on lifting him up. Patience you will find only makes your waiting seem so much easier.
Yeah.
Amen. We lift Jesus high on today. We bless his name, and certainly we will occupy our time with praises and worship toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this Saturday afternoon, we just want to share a few scriptures with you, our listener, for your study time, for your encouragement, to help you in life, and certainly because life happens and life will happen, and sometimes life can leave you in a fog, but if you know Jesus, everything will be all right, and that's why it is so important to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So scripture, the passage, first passage of scripture that I want to share with you comes from Genesis chapter 47, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 12. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." They said, "Moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee, and the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell, and if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle." And then if I skip down to verse 11 and 12, it says, "And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brother and all his father's household with bread according to their families." Then if we turn over to Psalms, the book of Psalms, and Psalm 15 in particular, its entirety says, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, and whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not his own money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved." Psalm 27 and 5 says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And finally, Exodus chapter 8, verses 21 and 22 say, "Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, and thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth." Precious Jesus, how I love you. Stay tuned. Precious Jesus, how I love you. I am persuaded by this great gospel. I am constrained, Lord, forever to worship you, to love you and adore you. God, we thank you for your word, for your words are spirit and they are life. We thank you for the opportunity to read your word, to hear your word, to study your word. We pray on today that someone is encouraged, healed, delivered, saved, and set free by your power divine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. As we steadfastly continue to embark on this new day, this new year, this new season, I am reminded, as the headline says for today, about the war, the wait, and the worship. The wait and the worship. W-A-I-T, wait. As we make our way toward destiny, and we talked about destiny just a few days ago, it is important that we stay focused, that we remain prayerful, that we keep everyone and everything in perspective. This time of our lives, or this season, or this particular month of January, is full of people that are fasting, they are praying, they are consecrating, they are meditating, they are seeking the face of God. And they are taking time to dedicate and rededicate and devote their lives to worship and to the things of God. And in the midst of the changing of the guards, as we saw in Washington, D.C., in the midst of a new administration, a new president, in the midst of a new normal, in the midst of new health concerns, in the midst of employment changes, in the midst of changing the way that we've done everything for years and years and years and for generations, let us check ourselves. Let us check our relationship with God and make sure that we are in a safe place. In the scripture for today that we read out of the book of Genesis, and it gives us an introduction to Joseph. And then we read the Psalms as written by David. And then we read about a portion of the Exodus and Moses. But I would like to tune in to God's manservants in those three persons, Joseph, David, and Moses. And you might say, well, what do those three men have in common? But give me a few minutes and I will tie it all together as the Lord has given unto me. They are unique in their own way, but they all, like you and I, or many of us, have a mandate from God. And so that's why I want to talk about the war, the wait, and the worship. The war. We are constantly in a fight between good and evil. And Joseph found himself at odds with his family, or his family was at odds with him, however you want to look at the situation, because Joseph had a coat of many colors, and we know that he had received some special attention. And to make a long story short about Joseph, because Joseph is a story in himself, he was sold into slavery because of jealousy, because he was anointed, because he was destined for greatness. He found himself not only in a pit, but then he found himself in Potiphar's house. And he found himself that he was in a war with Potiphar's wife simply because she desired him. And then she basically accused him of rape. And then he was railroaded by an unfair system. I'm talking about a war. And then David too, He was in conflict with his brethren. Once again, jealousy reared its ugly head. And then sometimes people reference envy as people are green with envy. But the Bible says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And people around David and his brethren could not accept that he was anointed. They could not accept his potential move up to kingship. And they couldn't, many people around couldn't accept that David was a giant slayer. And he was in war also because Saul could not accept that he himself had been rejected by God and that he would soon be replaced. A lot of people cannot handle their replacement. We know that Saul had been rejected by God, and David now becomes a victim of Saul to a person that he had respect for. And we know David as being the sweet psalmist of Israel. And we know that David would play his harp and calm the evil spirits of that were plaguing Saul. And now Saul turns on him. How many of you listening have had people to turn on you? Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, people that you gave a glass of water, people that you gave money to, that you gave shelter to, that gave food to you. People will turn. And we have to recognize that it is not that person, but it's that spirit that rises within them. And so now I understand in another way when Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If they really knew who you were, if they really knew God's on your life, certainly they would be trying to befriend you and not be your enemy. And then we have Moses. Moses was a victim of society. We could say for argument's sake, perhaps that he was a victim of his skin color. A victim, somehow he became a victim of his secret sins. And then Moses now was not at war with himself, but at war with mankind, at war with a system. He was at war with people that were murmuring and complaining. He was at war with a Pharaoh that had a hard heart. And finally, he stood between God and the people, a conflict that would cause him to miss out on the promised land. But that's another story. And although these men were at war, I believe that they had one thing in common. They all had to wait on God for a change, which brings me to the next point. And we spoke last week about waiting on God. And waiting can be long, it can be tedious, it can be difficult. But I submit to you that if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, everything will be all right. I heard the song say, if you put your trust in Jesus, everything will be all right. He'll make your yoke wear easy and your burden shall be light. Joseph waiting in a pit. He had to wait on God. And then Joseph, you would think that it would get better, but somehow he lands up in prison. And once again, he had to wait on God. And then it wasn't over then because Joseph still wasn't far removed from the Pharaoh because God gave him a powerful position. And then he had to wait, because there was a place that he had to be reconnected with his father, his brethren, and his kindred. And then David waiting. David was estranged from God during a season of sin in his life, but he waited on God. Perhaps while he was waiting, he felt lonely, he felt despondent, he was in despair, he felt isolated. But he waited on God. And then Moses and his wait. Moses was in Egypt But he waited on God. Pharaoh wouldn't release the Israelites, but Moses continued to wait on God. Standing at the Red Sea, he didn't know which way to turn, but he waited on God. And so those of you today that are in a bad place, in a horrible pit, in a place of chains and fetters and imprisonment, a place in your mind that you're locked up and can't experience freedom, you may be experiencing grief, pain, loss, and shock. But wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. And finally, worship. Worship. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 says, "But the hour cometh, and is now, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And if never before, I believe that this is the hour for true worship. What is worship? Worship starts on the inside. Worship is in your heart. Worship is in your mind. Worship is in your soul. Worship is in your spirit. You must worship God with every fiber of your being. Worship should trickle into your lifestyle, into your actions as a believer in Jesus Christ. And your attitude should be, "Lord, I love you. There is none like you. You are a mighty God. You are a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. I honor you. I adore you. I lift up your name, Jesus. Your name is the sweetest name I know." And while Joseph was warring, he maintained his worship. And while you're in the war, worship God. While you're waiting, worship God. Worship is the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that gives you your connection to the Father. Worship was evidence in Joseph's integrity when he was left alone around his master's wife. Worship was evident as he spoke to others in prison on behalf of God. His worship was evident in his willingness to restore his father and his brethren. Worship was his life. David's worship was evident in his willingness to repent, to ask God for forgiveness. Worship was evident because he told God, "Take what you want, not thy Holy Spirit away from me, and cast me not away from thy presence." And then Moses, worship was in order because there were times when he went up on the mountaintop to hear the instructions of the Lord. Moses' worship was in order because he was able to stand against Pharaoh and speak what thus said the Lord. His worship was for real because he honored his assignment to deliver God's people. And so I spoke about the war, the wait, and the worship. And I told you how Joseph had to wait on God until this change came. David had to wait on God for God's mercy and his kindness. Moses had to wait on God to deal with ungrateful people. I told you about worship. But there is something else that ties Joseph to Moses, and that is Goshen. And in the story, in the passage of scripture that we read about Goshen. Goshen was a safe place. It was a fertile place. Goshen was the residence of God's people. It was a place that while they were in captivity and slavery and bondage, that God allowed many to escape famine and grow at the same time. And so while the war of life was raging all around them, they still found a safe place. And then finally, in the Psalms, we talk about the tabernacle, and in Hebrew, the Mishkan, the residence, the dwelling place. And growing up, I can remember hearing the people asking in their prayer or in their expressions in service, "Lord, tabernacle with us just a little while." And I didn't know about what really they were trying to say, because I didn't know that the tabernacle was the temporary structure that God allowed Moses to create in the wilderness. And so what I submit to you today is that while you're experiencing a wilderness experience, that we should be praying and asking God to tabernacle with us just a little while, asking God to meet us in our place of war, to meet us in our place of wait. Why? Because in his presence is fullness of joy. And there's so much that we could say about the tabernacle, because there is not only a order to worship, but there is a way that you worship and approach God. And simply in Psalm 15 that I read, David asked the question, "Who shall abide in thy tabernacle?" And then down there, if you read down, it would give some stipulations to worship. But we long matter is that we have to follow God's word in order to truly worship him in spirit and in truth. And so the tabernacle, the meeting place of God, a temporary structure. And right now we are not in a building as they were, same place in the wilderness, without a permanent building, but in tents. But they were worshiping God. And today we're on Facebook, we're on Zoom, we're on social media, we're on phone lines, but I believe that God can, he will, and he has tabernacled with somebody, that in the midst of pandemic, lives have been changed, people have been healed, saved, delivered, set free. And so as we go through the war, we know that when the war is over, we are going to have a time. That when the wait is over, that we're going to have a time. And while we're still worshiping, we're going to have a time, because God is in our past, he's in our present, and his future, and in our future. And there's nowhere that we can go that we can flee from the presence of God. God bless you on this Saturday afternoon. The war, the wait, and the worship. And today we serve an everlasting God. God is awesome. He's all powerful. He's all knowing, and he's all wise. And he sees everything that we are going through.
Who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. Hey, I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Hey, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness.
Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Shout us out.
And I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Something that was said on today. 619-924-0800. I do have a caller.
Yes.
Caller? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Lamar.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I hear a little feedback.
Feedback. All right. Listen, you gave a scripture and you said, you know, first of all, thank God for your message today. Very interesting. The weight, the war, and the worship. Very interesting. Very good. I would like for you very much to give that scripture and just let the listeners hear the stipulations for that. Your scripture that you gave, John?
What?
I think John?
Oh. The,
and you said
the
stipulations in the tabernacle, yes.
Okay, so the scripture that I read was John 4, St. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, and that said God is a spirit, and they must worship him. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And then the other passage of scripture was Psalm 15. In its entirety, that said, verse 1 through 5, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
Yes.
But there were stipulations in that as well.
Yes. So, oh, you want me to tell you what the stipulations were?
No.
Okay. So, okay, so what it says is, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not, he that putteth not his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. And so those were the stipulations that David gave in Psalms 15 about who should be in God's tabernacle.
All right, thank you. We just wanted you to reiterate the stipulations for that particular scripture. But this message was very nice today.
Thank you. God bless you. Exactly. And our callers are who? Okay. Can you give your names?
This is Rosa Stevenson.
Okay. God bless you, Prophet
and
Stevenson.
And your mother, Margie Townsend.
God bless you, mother. And both of them have been a guest here on Global Gospel. And so we encourage you to look for their name on the website. Amen. Thank you for calling. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800 is our number. You have about 5 minutes if you'd like to give us a call. 5 minutes, 619-924-0800. We thank you for sharing with us on today, and a recap, we Psalm 15, read that in its entirety. Read Psalm 27 in its entirety. Read St. John chapter 4 in its entirety, and certainly add that to your study time on this week. And the Word of God is right all by itself. And so we've listened to several people. Every praise is to our God, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Lift Jesus, Pastor Kim Burrell, Precious Jesus, Minister Melanie Daniels, Everlasting God, William Murphy. And so we thank you all for sharing with us. And we're going to go out with a praise. And so I want you to get ready to clap your hands, stomp your feet, dance, shout, sing, grab your tambourine as we conclude for this Saturday afternoon. We thank you all for joining us. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And immediately following this episode, you can listen to the whole show in its entirety. And we're going to conclude with Patrick Riddick. He steps in every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for all that has been said and done. We pray that the word fell on good ground today. And we believe that somebody is encouraged on today, knowing that you can and that you will. We ask you to continue to give us strength, your peace, and your mercy. Continue to cover us with your blood. Continue to stay the hand of the enemy. Have your way in our life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. He steps right in just when I need him most. Put your hands together.